On this week's episode of Bungalow and the Bus, we are hanging out at Tommy Bahama Marlin Bar.
I'm here because I heard there were a bunch of divorcees with boats looking for nice duds.
Welcome to Bungalow and the Bus. I am the bus, John Busdegger.
And I'm a fancy floral shirt that you just can't wait to wear. Brendan O'Connor from Bungalower.com. And we're hanging out in Winter Park Village tonight.
We sure are, Brendan.
Yeah.
I dressed up for it.
John, you got a fancy button-up shirt on.
I'm not the fanciest one here at Tommy Bahama Marlin Bar.
No, there's Indiana Jones this year. He's looking a little fancier than you are. We're at the Tommy Bahama Marlin Bar.
Marlin Bar, not Martini Bar.
No, it's like some loser
would
probably say.
What a dyslexic person would say if they drove by real quick and looked at it.
And it's this whole new model of sip and shop retail that they're doing. So it's the actual Tommy Bahama shop, but then they also have a really fancy bar that serves food. And with us to talk about it tonight is
Jay Rivera. He's the general manager here at Tommy Bahama.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me here today.
Oh, Jay, we're so happy
to be here. We are happy. I got here and I got a drink with a lime in it. It's like I'm back in the Keys.
That's a blood orange margarita.
Blood orange margarita. That's one of our newest drink in the menu. And so far, it's been a hit. So it's just one of the best sellers right now, and people love it. It looks beautiful.
Are you open to the public right now?
We are open, yes. This is our second month open. So far, it's been great.
Wow.
People love it so far.
It's really cool. Like, I'll be honest, it's kind of packed. Is that just because of the media event tonight? Because it's also open on the other side, right?
It's always packed, yeah. So we reserved this space just for you guys today. Yes.
And it's a lot of, like, fashionable-looking Winter Park people.
That's why I'm here. Yes.
Is it?
I don't live in Winter Park, though.
No.
But I am fashionable.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been with the company, Jay?
Almost 9 years now.
Okay, 9 years.
Yes.
So you're going to know everything.
Yeah.
I hope so.
All right, first question. For somebody who has no idea what Tommy Bahama is, tell people what Tommy Bahama is.
Tell people it's for divorced dads.
Well, yes.
Divorced wealthy fathers with a boat is what I say.
So that's what everyone thinks about. No, in reality.
Okay.
So Tommy Bahama is a lifestyle brand. So we have from furniture, clothing, food, hotels, everything.
Wow.
You name it, we have it. We have been in the business for 30 years now. And we have this new concept that we are trying, and people are loving it.
Because Tommy Bahama is like how I think of it is like a clothing line. I know they do other stuff, but I think of it as like a clothing line. But now you got a bar here.
We have a bar, yes. And this is the number 10 location that we have like this. In the country, yeah. So this is the new one, Winter Park here. And people were not, they didn't know what was going on. And now they see they can drink, have live music and shop. I mean,
I'll be honest. Like, we've written about it a couple times on bungalow.com. I think we talked about it a couple times. It was coming just because it was like a novelty thing. And we really thought it was going to be like a service bar in the corner.
Yeah, I thought it was the shop.
Yeah.
And like you could shop around and maybe you could get a drink.
Take a left at the underwear and there's someone making
not
beer.
Not like that at all. When you get here, I haven't even gone inside yet.
I came
right here and had a drink. It's like a bar, and then there's a restaurant or a shop in there.
Exactly. I mean, shopping is already stressful, right? So we make it easy for you. So we give you a drink, and you have your margarita
while you
shop.
You don't have to sneak your drinks in here.
Why is it stressful for you, you skinny little thing? You wear whatever you want off the rack. It's stressful for people like me who don't fit nothing.
And we have all the sizes available.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah, divorced dads are
divorced
big.
Divorced dads come
too.
Big. Yeah.
So, Jay, how did you end up here? You said you've worked for the company for 9 years.
I've been working for the company 9 years. I start in one of our locations in Puerto Rico.
Oh,
that's when where I'm from, and then I moved with the company to Texas. That was just only retail.
Okay,
they gave me the chance to go to Fort Myers for the number one Marlin Bar.
Oh,
and here I am opening a new location for the company.
All right,
what'd you think of Fort Myers? I'm going there for a press trip. in a week or so.
There's a lot of divorced, retired people.
That's my favorite. I do well with divorced, lonely dads.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. You're going to find those over there.
All right.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
So, Jay, maybe tell me, like, what kind of drinks can I get here? What kind of food can I get here?
A little bit of everything. So, we are quick service. It's not like a full dining. So, you get small bites. Burger sliders, tacos. We have healthy options, like we have chopped green salads, mango salad. We have flatbread, dessert, a little bit of everything. And we have a full bar, so you can get from old-fashioned, cosmopolitan, all that. But we have our craft cocktails.
DJ, there was live music earlier, too?
Live music every day, and then happy hours from 3 to 6 as well.
They're going to kill it, John.
I know. It's a good spot. Winter Park's a good spot for this.
Yeah, it's right across the street from Ruth's Chris, a shop that's called Love Sack, which makes me blush. Bar Italia, you know, it's on this really popular stretch. They have a valet right in front, too, because parking can get a little hairy at Winter Park
Village. I had to park over at Winter Park Regal, a little far, which is fine. Oh, I don't mind
that's
walking.
A long walk.
That's not bad. It's not bad.
His favorite thing to do, walking. Jay, is walking. Park super far away from his destination and walk there, especially if it means he doesn't have to pay to park.
That's
it's
perfect.
His favorite.
It saves me money so I can buy drinks here at Tally Bahama. So, like, the thing about this, though, like, you can maybe go see a movie, but before you go see a movie, come here and have a drink.
And have a drink, yeah. So, even if you're going to have dinner in another restaurant, you can come here and have a drink because our happy hour is great. And we have from wine, we have Mai Tais, martinis, beer, everything on happy hour.
I had their fresh guacamole when I was waiting for you.
Wait a minute, what?
It was
you
so
ate
good.
Without me?
I did. Well, I didn't want it to oxidize, you know?
I don't think it's going to oxidize in 5 minutes.
Guacamole, if you let it sit out too long, goes brown.
It does, and we make guacamole fresh from scratch every day.
Oh, growing the avocados here at Winter Park Village, just walking over to Publix,
maybe.
So the other thing about this is brand new. This is brand new.
Like,
the whole, they've redone a lot of Winter Park Village, but
millions
this wasn't
of dollars
here
they spent here in Winter Park
Village. Yeah, so this is the first standalone Marlin Bar. We have a complete whole new building for this location.
All right.
Oh, flagship.
Is there another one at Point Orlando, or was there one at Point Orlando?
That was a full restaurant. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That one is no longer.
All right. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Nobody wants
to do
full restaurants.
I don't go down to Point Orlando that often.
No, you don't?
I haven't been in a while. No. That's okay.
Jay, thank you so much for having us. Yeah. I think we hit all the points. Where can people find out more information?
TommyBahama.com or Instagram under TBahama.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
People, y'all don't know, but he's cute. Come and see Jay.
Do I get a discount if I go buy a shirt after I eat?
Yes.
You do? Just me or anybody?
No, anybody. After spending $25 in the retail in the bar, you get 25% discount in the retail
Can't
side.
Can't beat that.
How'd you know that, John?
Somebody told me.
You did?
They did.
That was a great... I'm so glad you said that. Otherwise, we would have missed that.
Well, we got it.
Oh, man.
All right, Jay. Thank you so
Jay,
much.
Jay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, that Jay's so good.
So
he looked
good.
Dapper.
Very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny little dentist hands.
Did he have his hands in your mouth?
No, but I thought about what it would
just
be like if they were in
your mouth onto his hands?
Yeah, like with Dapper David Sutton.
I'm supposed to go see him
Dapper
this
Dental.
Week.
I definitely should go see him. I'm getting calls from my doctors. I need to go see them, too. It's been a long time. I've got to get all my checkups done.
You do.
I'm afraid to pull on that string, and then they just say, well, you're falling apart.
Let's put you out of your misery.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I got the turf toe. Have I told you about that?
Yeah, all that.
My
all
sports,
the sports
injury.
It's not a sports injury.
It is.
If you don't play sports.
It's a turf toe, generally, yeah.
Uh-huh.
In general,
no.
Is a sports
it's drag
injury.
It's toe.
You're saying I'm not an athlete just because I wear a dress.
That's not what I said.
Is that just because of family?
You're not an athlete because you don't play sports.
Because I don't play sports. I can canoe the hell out of a canoe, though.
I don't think there's canoeing in the Olympics.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's kayaking.
Isn't there canoeing, solo
I don't
canoeing
think so.
Down rapids and stuff?
Yeah, in a kayak. They don't do that in a canoe.
No, I don't know.
They'll tip over.
I clearly don't know anything about anything anymore. Thanks to Jay. That was a great interview.
Yeah, thanks to Mike for being on the show the last 2 weeks in my place. I really appreciate it. Mike Donahue, thank you, Mike.
I'll be honest, Mike loves it. So be
good.
Careful.
That's all right.
It's good to have a backup like that.
It is. It is. Before, we used to have to scramble for people.
Oh, yeah. Or get Scotty Campbell to do it.
And he's great, too.
Yeah, if you like listening to Eeyore for an
hour.
Come on. Jeez.
You live with him. You live with the guy.
Yeah, I don't talk to him, though. He's just in the other room while I'm playing Baldur's Gate.
Thank you, Mike, for filling in for me.
And you're back from Key West.
I'm back from 2 weeks at Key West. Two separate weeks.
Two separate weeks.
I went down there, and then I came back, and then I went down there, and I came back.
And you don't even like it there.
Not my favorite part of Florida, I'll say. Key West is fine, but I don't have any reason to go back.
No, I think if you are on a houseboat or like you're diving for conchs or something, like that could be fun.
If you like fishing, great place.
Yeah.
If you just want to like go to the beach and hang out.
Fishing and sleeping with people who are probably related to pirates.
Not really a beach place.
That's the way to go.
There's no beach there, really.
No.
And I don't know.
Lots of homeless people in Key West?
I didn't think so.
No.
Maybe they come out at night and I didn't see them.
Well, did you hear about this band that's about to go in place here in the state of Florida?
I did. This is pretty wild, actually.
Yeah, it's going to ban homeless people from sleeping on public property.
We're just getting right into the news, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's great. Yeah, we got to catch up. I've been gone for 2 weeks.
There's a lot of things happen. Well, you know, we did get third place for best website in the Watermark Wave Awards.
Oh.
I guess we should say thank you for getting us third place for the 15th year in a row.
Who'd you lose to?
Watermark got first place.
You know my gripe with that.
Yeah.
You can't win your own awards.
But it makes sense because it's your audience voting for their
favorite website.
So, of course, it's not really fair.
Well,
I don't care.
Okay, who got second then?
Orlando Weekly.
Oh.
Which I wanted to say, like, Orlando Weekly readers are listening or read Watermark? I doubt that.
Mm.
I bet there's more of an overlap with Bungalow readers.
I would agree.
Anyway.
All right.
And then we went to, I went to Omo. Omo by Jaunt. Jaunt.
Is that the name on the sign?
Yeah.
That's a lot of words.
It is. I'll tell you what. There's a restaurant called Jaunt. I think it's in New York. Very fancy, chef-driven omakase thing. Then they opened this new spot here in Winter Park, and it's called Omo, and it's short for this Japanese word for hospitality.
Oh, where's it at?
In the old Sushi Pop on Lyman.
Oh, all right.
Right off Park Avenue.
Yeah.
When I tell you, John, it might be the fanciest restaurant in town.
Really?
Yeah.
Price-wise, too, or just looks-wise?
No, you could probably drop $500 for two people.
I couldn't drop
$500. No, you physically could not part from your hand with the money.
I'd figure out a way to be like, yeah,
I'm not doing this.
This is nice.
I went to a media event, and Faiz Caro was there for Related Weekly, and he brought Ross Padgett as his date.
Nice.
I was there... this awful person from Orlando Business Journal, who I'm not going to say her name, but get out of here. And
is she pushing you? Is she pushing you aside?
No, she accused us of being... She wanted to write about nightlife for us once. She's a white girl. And she wanted to write about nightlife for us. And we said, no, it's not really our beat, but thanks. I love what you do for the weekly. And then she accused us of being racist. And I was like, we're white people telling another white person they can't write about... you know, nightlife, it doesn't make us racist.
Uh-huh.
So you need to check yourself and deal with denials a little bit better. I can't believe I'm talking about this.
All right.
I've had two margaritas. Omo. You eat every course. There's like 16 courses.
Nice.
And you start with snacky ones.
Okay.
Like tiny little donuts that have goose liver on them. What's that called?
Pate?
What's like the really fancy pate that...
Oh, it's a French
foie gras.
Foie gras, yeah.
Like it had foie gras on this
aren't
little
you a food,
donut.
Aren't you a food writer?
Listen. Another reason why I said I couldn't be a food critic, because I just don't know that much about food.
It's the F word.
Like, I'm fat and I eat food. Like, what else do you need? What else are my qualifications for being a food writer? I don't know. Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move to a main room where you have the entrees.
Oh, you have to like move around and eat the different...
Which was fun.
It sounds like a board game.
It kind of was.
Sounds like Clue.
Clue. And then you go to the dessert
you
room.
Murder somebody
dessert.
In the conservatory.
And it was just... The whole thing was just like a reminder of like, I don't belong here. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that they were doing. The food was fantastic. The wine program, jaw-dropping. Like everything was just so crazy. And then... in the desserts, they have a puzzle box that opens up, and there's three levels.
Oh, that's what happens in Hellraiser. Don't open that puzzle box. Well, the Cenobites are going to come
very
out.
Very Dune, too. We put our hands in it, you know, like, ah, let the fear pass through you. There's just too many desserts. Anyway, go check it out if you want. I have a video up on the Instagram.
So wait, let's go back
to homeless people. $500 dinners. To now banning homeless people from sleeping on public property.
Yeah, so this hasn't got signed by the governor as of
Thursday
night.
But he wants
Thursday
to do it.
Night.
He's already said he likes it. Mm-hmm. Here, he's like, he's going to do it. Yeah. He's going to sign
it. So
it
passed the Senate, passed the House. Yeah. It's on his desk to sign. Probably going to sign it. So it outlaws public camping, right?
Public camping.
On public property.
On public property. But it also, as a part of the bill, mm-hmm. it makes municipalities and counties establish, maybe just counties, establish spots on public property
mm-hmm.
for like our private property where they can camp.
Can have like a tent city,
yeah.
quote unquote. But it has to have like 24-hour security. You can't like drink or do drugs there.
Yeah.
Like there's all these like rules.
Right.
And it's going to cost millions of dollars. And counties are like, we don't have this
money.
Where's
the money coming
from? Where's the money coming from?
State dollars, I guess.
I don't think they're going to send them money to do it. They're just going to say, you got to find the money.
You just got to find the money to do it.
So I don't. Before you say one more thing, there was a story in the Sentinel about this today, and the very last paragraph was fascinating.
Uh-huh.
It basically said, if your county can't financially do this, you claim a hardship. And it said, mostly rural counties,
uh-huh.
you don't have to abide by the rules. And so mostly rural counties are usually mostly conservative counties, too. So really, a lot of this, I think, is sort of punishing more urban, quote-unquote, democratic counties when it comes to homelessness.
Well, but also,
There's more
homeless people
there.
Are going to where the services
Absolutely,
are.
Absolutely, but is it fair?
Food is.
Just because you have a rural county, you shouldn't be able to take. You shouldn't take care of your homeless. Like why?
No,
should only,
but like how many are there?
I don't. Well,
like
proportionally,
Seminole,
there might be the same. I don't know. The point is, I
don't think.
Yeah, I don't think that was fair though to just say, well, you're a rural county, you don't have to abide.
You don't
this.
Have to do it.
Yeah. Because
anyway. Like, you're not. Because it's out of sight, out of mind. And actually, that kind of. Drives it home about the motivations behind the bill.
Oh, yeah.
Is it really to protect public property, or is it to get unsightly people mm-hmm. out of view? And if they're already out of view in rural counties because you're not forced to engage with them as you're walking
not,
to work.
Not a quote-unquote problem because
right?
I don't see them.
Because you don't see them.
But that
lays it all out for
us.
But
go back to like the quote-unquote urban counties, like Orange County, parts of it at least, and like, okay, there's a lot of homeless people. But like,
yeah.
what are you going to shovel them all into a city block square and make them live there? Like, that doesn't
yeah.
work either.
Well, some proponents of the bill are saying it's great because it makes it easier to give them the services that they need. Because
theoretically, I think
everyone's
you're right.
going to be in one spot.
Theoretically,
you
but,
know.
But like,
and
but,
then opponents are saying it's just an effort to just get them out of view.
But like, do you think that's going to happen? They're all going to go there, and they're all going to live.
They're
going to
get physically moved there if it's the bill. If
so
it's
how
illegal,
is that, but,
it gives police teeth. You know, to
arrest them
physically
all and put them in
move
jail,
people.
Which means now I have to pay for them because
for
they're
a little,
in jail?
We're already paying for them with public dollars because they're already in and out of jail. So, but now at least you can put them in a spot. You can hurt them all up, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is awful.
I just don't see how this plays out going forward. Like, I just don't know how you – why not just
I don't
do
know.
Better to fix the issue instead of
What's
throwing
the
people
issue?
In jail?
There's
the
people,
issue is that people can't afford houses in Florida.
Yeah, but then – That's not everybody. That's
no.
for people who are for chronic homeless people.
Uh huh.
It's mental illness.
Okay.
And
well,
addiction.
Then why not help them mentally instead of putting them?
They're
in
trying, but a lot of people, when you talk to like a chronically homeless individual, mm-hmm. they don't trust the institutions. They don't want to go sleep.
So why am I
going to
go
thing.
Sleep in this city block square?
It's
going to
be very
cities.
Dangerous. It's going to be dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably a little bit safer for
and
you to sleep under an overpass in College Park mm-hmm. than being forced to go sleep in a lot.
So let's play one more thing here, Brent.
Let's go one more thing.
Let's
we'll
say
move
one
it.
More thing about
okay.
this, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
Let's say this all works out in Orange County, and
uh-huh.
they put a, I'll just say a square, an acre. We'll just
yeah.
say it's an acre property. Probably
uh-huh.
has to be more.
An acre and a mule.
Let's say a mile, square mile.
Yeah.
That's too big. Where do you put it? Where would you put it? Would you want to live next to a tent city? in where people...
No, it's going to be in a rural part of Orange County.
Where there are no services. No,
right.
So all these people that need the services, what are they going to do? Hop on the bus?
Or they're going to look at where the surfaces are currently. Yeah. And then that's where we're going to put them. And so if now you look right now, where are the places? It's going to be Paramore.
So you're going to. So now you're going to. Now you're not only taking a fancy.
What is this coming out with a fancy dark rum float on the top?
It's a Mai Tai. Yeah.
Thank you for the world famous Mai Tai.
So now you're going
to. She had the voice of an angel. I just wanted to try.
So now you're going to take an already lower income area and add more people.
It's called concentration of poverty.
So why, if I live in Paramore, why should I say, oh, it's okay, bring all
the It's already
all
happening right
there.
Now. Paramore residents hate being confronted with the encampments they're seeing on the public right of way.
So now you're going to put a giant encampment in there.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just telling you. I don't know what they're going to do.
It'll be interesting to see how they police it. And you know what? We're actually out of time, but when we come back, we're going to look at missing left turn signals, semi-autonomous buses returning.
Nice.
We'll go through it all.
From the DeWitt Law Firm, it's the official attorney of Bungalower and the Bus. It's Mo DeWitt, and this is Mo in a Minute.
Mo, what's happening?
How's it going, John?
I am great. I am always great. When I'm with you, I'm great.
Glad to hear it.
So, Mo, if you get in an accident, when is it time to call the police? Or should you call the police?
So I always advise, if you're ever in an accident, even if you're not injured, you want to call the police and get a police report if you can. And the reason for that is when you go to get your car fixed, the first thing the insurance company is going to do is look to see who's at fault in the accident. And the easiest way for them to do that is if you have an accident report. If you don't have one, you can still get your car fixed and all that kind of stuff, but it's just going to take longer. So there's going to be more delays. It's going to be tougher because the insurance company then has to speak to everybody. So that's why it's so helpful if you call the police and get that accident report.
So if you're in an accident, call the police, wait for them, get that report, and then you should be better off in the long run.
I think so. It makes things much easier.
Thanks, Mo. And always remember, injured on the go, just call Mo.
It's time for your weekly Enzian update. Enzian is Central Florida's only full-time alternative cinema and home to the Florida Film Festival. Enzian is screening The Taste of Things, set in late 19th century France, where renowned gourmet Dodin Buffon tries to woo a longtime friend with his cooking. Also showing is The Invisible Fight for 1 week only. It's a weird film set on the USSR-China border in 1973 and tells the story of Raphael, a guard on duty when the border falls under attack from flying Chinese kung fu warriors, and he suddenly makes the decision to join them and become a flying kung fu warrior himself. Cult classic The Exorcist is screening on Tuesday, March 12th, and it's the original theatrical cut, starring Linda Blair, who starts acting weird, you know, levitating, speaking in tongues, doing inappropriate things with crosses, and her mother seeks medical help in the form of a priest. That's something you could do. The annual free Oscar watch party is this Sunday, March 10th, with doors opening at 6 p.m. Seating is first come, first served, but again, it's free, so it fills up fast. For more information, head to enzian.org today. Blah, blah, blah. Movies.
Welcome back to Bungalower and the Bus. I am the bus, John Bustinger.
And I'm a little slider burger, Brendan O'Connor from Bungalower.com.
I'm kind of a medium slider burger. Those
are
medium ones. Yeah.
Those are big.
Yeah, those were not sliders. Those were like mini hamburgers.
Yeah, that was more of like a hopper.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
We're here at Tommy Bahama Marlin Bar here at Winter Park Village.
And I like it.
I like it too.
I'm into it.
I was in Key West. These are my people here.
Yeah. You're wearing your florals.
I am.
Shorts? No.
No, I didn't. I wasn't sure what the dress code was here, so
we're good.
I'm wearing white jeans. Yeah.
Which are basically shorts,
it's
right?
Before Labor Day.
Yeah, I actually had that moment.
I don't know.
Year before. Yeah. Gosh, but people don't know how to park or pull their cars over here.
No.
That's a little bit frustrating.
They all have fancy cars, too.
Yeah, there is a flow of traffic here that is, I would say, haphazard.
Yeah, stay on the sidewalk.
Stay on the side, which you might even not then, even be safe.
Pay attention.
We saw a lovely mama whip her kid up to get away from the valet across the street. Oh, Winter Park Popo's here. And they're dangerous, as we know from last week. don't have any weddings here. We'll get you. What were we saying before the break?
We were talking about homelessness and camping and whatnot.
Oh, wow. So that's exciting radio stuff. Hey.
What?
You know what one of the worst intersections in town is?
If I had to guess, there's a lot of bad ones. Uh-huh. There's a lot of bad ones out there, but I think I know the one you're talking about.
By
you're
worst, I just mean emotionally.
Mills and Colonial.
Yeah, if you're northbound traveling on Mills and
northbound
you get to Colonial.
On Mills.
Yeah, you got Fahua on the left.
Okay. Anyang. Anhang.
Yeah, Anhang is right there, too.
Yeah.
On the left as well. There is a sign there traditionally that says no left turns.
I didn't know that.
Oh, really? There is. But everybody keeps trying. Mm-hmm. And you know when someone's trying because everybody behind that car will lay that horn on because nobody likes a left turner at that intersection.
Not that light, no.
And the FDOT just did some work on that intersection, and they took down the sign. And then they forgot to put it back up.
Oh, so that means I can make a light.
So, and people were trying.
Why don't they just put a light there, an arrow?
That says.
A green arrow.
You would think you could. There's not a whole lane, though, for it. It would hold things up. And they're in the business of moving traffic forward.
It's true. Fairbanks and Denning's pretty bad, too.
Oh, that is.
That's
also
a bad
not
one.
A
That's
great
a bad one.
One.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to fix it. That's why they bought those properties so they can knock them down and put up a parking lot. Anyway, the sign's back, and I think it's because of me.
Yeah, you think you did
it? I do, actually. There were a lot of people who kept emailing us and sending us pictures. So like, oh, my gosh, the left-hand turn sign is gone from the intersection. What are we going to do? People are turning left, and I can't honk my horn at them legally because they're doing what they think they can do. And so I emailed the city and FDOT, and it was up at the end of the day.
Great.
Yeah, so you're welcome,
you did
everybody.
It,
I saved
it.
Now you can get back to honking and cussing them out and finding a reason to be racist at them just because you hate them. Simone Biles is coming to Orlando. If
really?
You care.
Yeah. Really?
She's headlining an arena tour of gymnastic peoples.
Oh, is it like a figure skating thing, but for gymnastics?
Yeah, I guess.
Like they come and do a show? And,
yeah, it's called Gold Over America Tour.
Where's it at?
All these gold-winning gymnastics people. October.
Where?
Kia Center.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh. All right, so it is like a figure skating thing, but they're just doing gymnastics. That's
it's
a good
an
idea.
Hour of gold-winning gymnastics people.
That's a good idea.
You think so?
I do, because a lot of, I mean, think of figure skating. So, like, people like figure skating during the Olympics.
Yeah, because it's
and there's
fast.
Families that dynamic. Like it too, and kids. But, like, they have, like, the shows, and people come see them. Disney on Ice. All they do is get retired
there's
figure
no,
skaters.
I feel like there's no story to gymnastics. It's just, like,
yeah, but,
unless they're doing kung
like,
fu
how
feats.
Often am I going to go to a gymnastics event?
Never, because it's boring.
But if it's at the Kia Center, and they're doing flips, and they're
Are
doing,
you going to go?
If I got a ticket, I would.
Okay, if I get you a ticket to go
depends
see Simone
what day
Biles.
Is. My birthday's in October, so
all
we'll
right,
see.
Let's see. All right. I need to borrow your camera this week because I'm going to go see Brian Adams at Kia
Center.
Oh,
really? Is he because he's Canadian?
Yeah,
and
I'm
you're Canadian.
Go take some pictures, and all he's right. hanging out with.
You think he'll sing "Summer of '69"?
I really hope so. I really
what
hope so.
What if he didn't? What if he's like, oh, I'm tired. Of
I don't care
that
as
song.
Long as he's wearing a tight white shirt and some black jeans. I'm
is
good
he,
to go.
I don't even know what he looks like.
Handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's old, one of those guys right? that just always
older.
Just stays handsome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just look pickled a little bit, like Robert Redford.
Like a Rick Springfield.
Yeah, say, yeah. They just kind of, like if they smile, the illusion's gone. Uh-huh. But if they can keep a stern, stiff face, there's no wrinkles.
Okay.
Yeah, but the minute that their mouth opens, it all falls apart.
That's what I'm going for Is when that- I get older.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing good.
I had somebody tell me the other day I haven't aged a bit. I haven't seen the guy in 10 years.
You have, like, no wrinkles on your forehead.
I got a little bit on the sides of
well,
the crow's
yeah, because you smile a lot.
I do,
But
I
your
do.
Forehead is, like, stiff as a board.
Well, why would it not be?
Because mine furrows.
What well, stop squinting.
That's what my granny said. She said, stop making faces, or
it's
it'll
stay
that way.
Like
yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
I was like, what do you mean?
That's She's right.
Like, and I was like, well, what does that even mean? Like, it'll just be frozen like that? She's like, no.
No, it'll
no,
it'll
you're
be frozen.
Your wrinkles and go ugly. Mm. Yeah. Like you're like my sister. I don't know what you say. Oh, this is boring. Let's get a better one. Dead words.
Oh, closing. RIP. All right, pour one out.
Yeah, pour one out for our old friends at Tedward's Brewing.
So we did our show there for years. Oh, we did shows there for
we had a residency. We had a radio residency. It stopped because they didn't pay us. And then they brought us back promising, you know, after they settled up.
Fool me once.
And they, well, actually fooled us twice. And then they declared bankruptcy, and they owe us, you know, I want to say $4,000.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh, and we're never going to get it because they declared bankruptcy.
I think you should take that ceramic cast of the house. So wait, we should probably say Deadwards is going out of business.
Deadwards Brewing on OBT. Beautiful brewery.
Beautiful. I mean, that was a there was like nothing in that space. It was an army surplus store.
It was. You would never think that it could be transformed into the temple to beer that it
probably
was.
Probably the most beautiful brewery in Central Florida.
I would say yes. Yeah. completely agree with you. Name a prettier brewery than that. You can't.
I don't think so.
You can't. They're all bro-y. This was like, it was the man who owned it, David Satterley, equally as beautiful as his brewery.
I don't know if I ever met him in person.
Oh, he had like an Agamemnon, you know, 300 severe beard. Like just like, it was long and cut.
Ah,
like you could cut glass if his car crashed into the glass.
Did he have a Tesla, matte black Tesla?
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, that'd be hot though. I'd do like a matte black covering on a Wow, I'm drunk. Thanks, free margaritas. And this is a Mai Tai now that I'm drinking.
Yeah.
I should stop. I'm going to end up at Barcodes looking for some company if I keep drinking like this.
Take him back to your place.
Take him back. Well,
we ain't got no room.
We got to keep it outside in the azalea bushes because I'm a gentleman.
So David, they're closing
David
April.
David Satterfield, not Satterley. He's closing April 27th?
27th. Unless they are required to do so earlier, it said.
I read that somewhere. Interesting. Like if they have nothing. If they have nothing.
So are they just going to liquidate everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll just sell everything.
Sell the tank, sell
them. David handmade all that furniture, which was beautiful.
I know a lot of people will say it was the location. It's a tough location.
Yeah, they'll say that. Everyone says that because it was OBT. But I don't think it was the location.
The location
makes it tougher.
It does.
But it doesn't mean that's why they're closing.
No.
Because it made it a destination brewery. The issue was, and we told him this from the get-go. We actually consulted with him. Mm-hmm. He wanted to know what we thought about what he could do to get business in. And I said, you're not serving West Lakes and Paramore community. That's not what this is, and that's how most breweries do well. It's because they're serving people within like square miles of the brewery.
Yeah,
you're not doing that here.
No,
there's everyone here is white.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do?
So what do you do? That makes you a destination brewery.
So what do you do?
More of those people, then you need to be doing things to bring those people.
I don't know as much as events. Well, yeah, I was saying
it's not trivia.
No,
it's not karaoke. It's not.
It can be trivia on one night.
Pizza and a beer for $20.
No,
you know, no. You need
something
like
completely
parking
different.
Parking lot parties. You need to embrace the soccer community, which is just up the street from you. And
which I don't know if they ever did.
No, we gave him a whole free list of things that he should be doing and ways that if he ever wanted to activate them, how we could help. And they didn't do any of that.
I don't want to just pick on them. I would tell that to anybody. If you're within sort of distance from the soccer stadium, like you need to be doing all kinds of stuff on game day and telling people, come to our place. Park here. I don't care. Like
he had tons of parking. Like people could be parking there and then shuttling to the game.
Yeah.
He could just have a shuttle service.
Uh-huh.
VIP. If you park here, you pay for parking.
Yeah. $20.
Even less. Maybe it's 10 and you get a free beer.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That means that gets you shuttle. Or make it even more expensive. I don't care. Whatever. And it's all inclusive. People would have done
that. Same with the Magic. Same with the Solar Bears. Like, just we'll get you to the stadium. You come here and drink beforehand and
anyway,
afterwards.
Anyway, whatever. It didn't happen. It's closing. I'm
too
super
bad.
Bummed about it. We had them on the Buddy program. We did a lot with them. They got a little shady because, yes, they owed us money. They didn't pay it before the bankruptcy. We tried to get the money before the bankruptcy. It didn't happen. Then we had to write about it because it's news.
Yeah.
And then the staff thought that we were coming for them or something, and they apparently told one of our buddies who went in to get our BOGO beer deal they were like, oh, no, we don't do that anymore because Bungalower's playing games with us.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And that came back to us. Huh. And Mike was like, what are the games we're playing? Is the game that we're trying to get paid for the work that we did? Is that the game?
And like,
and
if
we're
you don't
still
wanna,
supporting you
if
by
you don't
want
to be on the buddy program, maybe tell you guys, like, hey, like, we just can't do this no more. We're going,
we're going
out of business, and we'll let our people know.
That's all we ask.
Yeah.
And I still like it there. I still want to go
they
support
have great
before
beer.
They close.
I think they have great beer.
I think
beer
their beer's
there.
Delicious.
I do
think
too.
The food is good.
Yeah.
I think the aesthetics are gorgeous.
But
and
is
the
it
staff
enough?
Was fantastic. They had those little French twin brothers that were working there.
Yeah.
I love that.
But is it enough to get you to come from Winter Garden to come have a beer and a pizza?
We were trying to get the Mayhem on Meals. I was like, let's do wrestling events there. Let's get in there nights. Dead Words Brewing. Let's bring in our knights. It's the perfect thing. You guys can become friends and do a beer with them and have fights and do like cool things in the parking lot. But no, they didn't want to. So whatever. It's
all
a
right.
shame. I'm super sad. I'm a little drunk. I'm sorry I went
so hard
on them.
Somebody takes over that building and does something cool.
I don't know what they're going to do. It's all gutted for you. Whoever gets it, you know, it's not going to be a brewery because everybody seems to think that it's cursed or something, but it's not. It's got tons of parking, great space. And actually, this needs to be addressed. The owner, David, and in his quote, he says, it's due to the slow... What did he say? The prepared statement went on to share that COVID-19 pandemic, massive delays, and shipping delays... cost overruns, industry headwinds, and the slow implementation of the Paramore Main Street program were to blame for the brewery's closure. I'll tell you one thing. Paramore Main Street had nothing to do with your brewery closing, and that is awful to point a finger at that Main Street program. They're not even in Paramore. They're in Westlake.
You know?
So it says a lot.
And actually, probably
the finger
from
at a
when
Main Street
they
that
opened,
had nothing to do with you.
From when they opened to when they closed... How many people moved in to create a village? I mean, a few thousand. So, I mean, if you're going to say that, there's at least people that live there, more people
you
that live there.
Working with all those kids over there?
No,
I
not that
it.
I know of.
Anyway. And then talking about closing, Garp and Fuss may have closed?
I don't know. So I saw this on maybe the Foodie Forum or a bunch of people.
People have been asking about it.
And this is a kind of a cozy restaurant in Winter Park, right on Park Avenue, off of Park Avenue.
Nikki Nielsen and Liz Zuko.
Did we do a show there?
No. I'm a big fan, though.
It's good.
The only way to get to it is through, like, this back alleyway. You feel
like
you're
a hobbit hole.
It is. It's very, very like, Harry Potter.
Uh-huh.
And it old-looking. It's kind of English.
People like it. And, like, people really like it there.
Yeah.
It's a cool
food
spot.
Is comfort food, American fusion.
Burgers and
salmon
whatnot.
And... gnocchi and
but
soups.
They've been closed for months.
Yeah, and I am friends with one of the owners on Facebook, and I messaged her, and she saw my and I was like, hey, what's up? People are just asking if you're closed or when you're reopening. I'd love to tell them. She looked at the message, didn't answer, and then there's no social posts about it.
Yeah.
Nothing online about it. It's just closed. And so a lot of people are saying maybe there was, like, a health crisis with someone in the family.
I had seen... So I'll just say what I've seen. I don't know if it's true or not. Somebody had said, like, somebody in the family had a heart attack, and maybe they're taking care of them. But I don't know if that's true or not. It's just what I had seen on some of the social posts.
Someone else... You know, I talked to the director of the Park Avenue Main Street District, and they said, oh, no, it's just they don't have enough staff. And so they're trying to find staff because someone's brother had to come in who has nothing to do with the restaurant to do dishes one day, and...
That seems like a long time to be closed just because you're missing some staff.
And then,
I could be wrong. Once again, I don't know.
And then also, like, people like your restaurant and they like you.
And they like you enough to care.
To care. Maybe post something on Instagram that says what you're doing
so we
can keep caring about you.
You know, we're closed for now. We're excited to come back when it's time.
And
you
I like her a lot. I did something. Actually, Zuko competed against Trina Probst from Seven Bites. Oh, are these key lime pies that are showing up? Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Hey, Jay. we did that blind kitchen show for Very Local, and which is like chefs have to do a blind cooking competition. They try something with a blindfold on, and then they have to reproduce it with the blindfold off.
All right.
So she competed against Trina Probst from Seven Bites. Trina won. And I felt bad ever since because I actually think Liz should have won. I actually think I chose incorrectly.
Oh.
And
maybe she's just mad at you.
Maybe she is mad at me. I would be mad. I think she actually did a better job. And and she just was a great cook.
All right.
She was great in the
kitchen.
Well,
hopefully everything's okay and they'll reopen and everything will be okay.
We'll see.
Have to see.
God, there's so much to talk about. There's a new restaurant coming to Park Avenue called Bricks and Bowls.
Are we just doing all Park Avenue stuff tonight?
Should we keep moving
on? Yeah, no, we can. Bricks and Bowls.
Bricks and Bowls. It's going. I can keep this one quick. It's going to the old Mon Petit Chérie Café, which is, those are the people that won for the signature dish competition.
Oh, yeah. How did Nougat Glacé?
Yeah, they came up with a dish nobody knew we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some argue they don't, still don't want it.
I never even got to try it.
Never got. I have the recipe for it.
I don't want
to. I'm trying
make
to find
it.
A restaurant to make it so we can go and continue to make fun of the whole endeavor. I think people would like hate eat. Some honey nougat.
I would eat it. It's probably delicious.
Yeah, it is. I had it. I had it twice, and I thought it was great. But the whole time I was eating it, I was like, this isn't it, but this is delicious.
This was supposed to be the official dessert of Orange County? Orlando?
Orange County,
because it was
Orlando, but yeah, it was driven by Mayor, Orange County.
Mayor Jacobs.
Yeah, Teresa Jacobs came up with it.
And then all of a sudden,
and I was on the task force. They brought me in as like a consultant. At one point,
like,
and I was sitting there,
eat.
And I was like, well, how do we decide this? You can't just decide in a closed room. You need to have, like, a competition.
They're like, Brendan, this is how government gets done.
That's literally what everybody was like, no, it doesn't matter. This doesn't matter.
It's that one.
That's it. I was like, well, why are we spending time doing this? And then the next meeting, I only went to, like, two or three meetings. The next meeting, they were like, okay, now it's the signature honey dish. And everything has to have something to do with honey because Teresa
like,
Jacobs
honey, this
keeps
sounds like
bees
garbage.
In her backyard. I was like, honey, you can't. This is cheating. How are you gonna let Teresa Jacobs hijack this? What could have been a really cool,
yeah.
We should have a signature dish.
Uh-huh.
And why not actually do it from an honest point?
I don't know.
Gosh, we're losing time again. Go there if you want. If you want to hear more about it, go to bungalore.com. Penzi's Spices. It's a spice shop. Oh, gosh, that's another Winter Park connection.
No, but it's in Soto, though, right?
They closed. They specialize in spices. They're from Wisconsin.
When I think spices, I think Wisconsin.
And the owner. Oh, what's this? Is this a brownie?
Some sort of brownie?
Coconut brownie.
Coconut brownie. All right.
God, we're gaining 12 pounds.
They're little.
They're very political spices. Mm-hmm. The owner has lots to say about Republicans.
Spicy spices.
Very spicy spices. If you're a diehard red hat wearing Republican, you probably would never go to this. Or go
to the Family Dollar and get your spices.
Go there instead. But if
just
you
don't get the cinnamon. It has lead in it, apparently.
But if you went to Maxwell Frost's concert at Lock Haven Park.
So we should say this Penzi Spices opened up a new location.
In Soto. It's kitty corner from the Pulse Interim Memorial.
What do they have that I can't get at Publix?
I don't know.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying like.
It's like weird spices.
All right.
And they all like, I don't know.
I know. So I will say sometimes you go to Publix and they don't have the spices when you're making certain kinds of
They'll
food.
They'll have these guys okay. will have all of
if
the spices.
If I want Indian spices, I can
and
get them.
And they'll probably there. Have like six different types of
them. All right.
Yeah. With all weird right. names. There's a Del Taco getting built at Fazer Square Mall. I'm only bringing that up because it was one of the bigger, well-received stories of the week.
It's like a new building, too.
Yeah.
They built the whole... Why can't they build stuff all around Fashion Square Mall, do anything inside?
Because,
I know.
I'll tell you.
They own the land.
Yeah,
right?
It has something to do with the people who own the land and then the people who own the mall.
It's like
this disconnect about the future of the property.
It's like they're just staring at each other like,
yeah.
You do something.
I feel like it's the guys who own the property are the ones that are like, get rid of the mall. We want to do something better.
I thought somebody wanted to buy like the mall, but they wouldn't sell the property underneath it. Like we'll buy
it's
it.
Two different. It's two different
yeah,
owners,
and like they won't do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just let it crumble.
just everything in general should just crumble.
Speaking of, oh, never mind. Go ahead.
What?
See, maybe that's where when they have to figure out where to put this tent city for the homeless people, they just put it in Fashion Square Mall.
Uh-oh. Baldwin Park would not let that happen. The city is actually angry with the county about it. Oh, did we talk about the annexation?
No, we talked about it off the air.
Oh, well, do we want to talk about it?
Yeah. Well, we don't have a ton of time. We might have to. Maybe we wait till next
Let's
week.
Let's save
that
till
one.
Next week. There's something big brewing.
They're trying to annex a 2,300 acres in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, here's a good one. If you got some kids that like taking the train and you're looking for something to do, the Choo Choo to the Zoo service is returning in Sanford for spring break. So that's Friday, March 15th, and then again from March 18th to the 22nd, visitors can ride the Sunrail to Sanford, hop on the little shuttle service, and take it straight to the zoo for free. Super cool. I think that's a great service. Oh, and actually, if you show your Sunrail stub, because you still got to pay for Sunrail, you get 20% off your admission to the zoo.
That's a deal.
Choo-choo to the zoo.
All right. We got to go, Brendan.
Got to go.
We got to thank Tommy Bahama Marlin Bar here at the Winter Park Village.
Which was great.
It was great.
Surprisingly delicious.
Little tiny desserts I got to take some photos of.
Yeah.
I assume you get a big boy dessert when you order dessert. I don't know.
Maybe these are just samples?
Probably.
I bet you get a big old honking piece of beeline pie when you order it here.
Yeah.
Not this little thing the size of my... Well, I don't want to say...
Maybe you get a few of them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, come back next week.
Come try and check it out. Thanks to them for having us.
Tell Jay we said hi.
Yeah, if you see Jay here... Give him a hug from Brendan.
You're the guy with the little hands that Scotty was talking about. Or that Brendan was talking about.
Blame it on Scotty.
Yeah, Scotty said it, not me.